The plan that would have had the best chance of passing this year would have punished companies that mislead consumers about gift card deals. Companies would have had to disclose a gift card's expiration date if it had one. They would have also had to let consumers know if a gift card had any service charges. But critics, like Milwaukee Democrat Peggy Krusick, say that would let businesses off the hook for charging fees that sometimes eat up a gift card's balance without the consumer even realizing it. Krusick says those types of fees are what the state should be trying to stop.
Grandma buys you a gift certificate, gives it to their grandchild. The grandchild expects to have it be worth what the grandma paid for it, and so does the grandma. It's simple. The businesses, large or small, have our money.
But Green Bay Republican Assemblyman Carl Van Roy says that amounts to the state deciding how small businesses should be run. He says as long as consumers know about expiration dates and fees, they'll know how to handle them.
If you have a gift certificate in your wallet and it's right next to your cash, by gosh, take that gift certificate out and get it done and spend it, because there is time for everybody. Most reasonable businesses, especially small businesses, will do those things. All you need is make sure that you have notification.
Well, the measure Van Roy supported passed the Senate unanimously. It died in the Assembly. That means it will likely be next year before the issue resurfaces. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.